96.9 WBZH and 101.1 WHSM, Hayward's home for real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm Maddie Schaefer. Sawyer County Public Health is reminding residents to take precautions against tick bites as summer outdoor activities ramp up across northern Wisconsin. Health officials recommend using insect repellent, wearing protective clothing in wooded or grassy areas, and checking yourself, children, and pets for ticks after spending time outdoors. Ticks can carry diseases, including Lyme disease, which remains the most commonly reported tick-borne illness in Wisconsin. Symptoms of tick-borne illness can include fever, chills, muscle aches, fatigue, headache, and sometimes a rash. Public health officials say people should contact a doctor if they develop symptoms after a tick bite, and pet owners should contact a veterinarian if their pet shows signs of illness. They also recommend showering soon after coming indoors and removing attached ticks as quickly as possible. More information about tick prevention, removal, and tick-borne diseases is available on the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention website. The American Birkebeiner Ski Foundation is preparing for the return of Epic Bike Fest in Hayward this weekend. The annual cycling festival runs today through Sunday and features mountain biking and gravel races through the North Woods, including full and half-distance rides, a kids' race, and a Friday evening shakeout ride. Organizers say the weekend also includes food trucks, a festival expo, games, and other family-friendly activities. The event serves as one of the largest fundraisers for the Shawamigan Area Mountain Bike Association, helping support trail maintenance and development across the region. Since it began, Epic Bike Fest has donated more than $200,000 to Kamba Trail projects. More information, including registration and event details, is available on the American Birkebeiner Ski Foundation website. Republican candidates for Wisconsin's 7th Congressional District, Jesse Eben and Kevin Hermaning, met in Hayward this week for a candidate forum hosted by the Sawyer County Republican Party. The forum was moderated by Sawyer County Record reporter Celia Hirons and featured roughly 20 policy questions on issues ranging from affordability and health care to housing, veteran services, and economic development. While discussing economic development opportunities for the 7th District, Hermaning said one challenge facing the district is keeping younger workers in the region.
We're not seeing a lot of people staying or coming here. 5 years from now, we are likely to see the average age of the population in the 7th District, unless something is done to maybe not reverse, but to stem the tide of young people leaving our district. 5 years from now, the average age is going to be about 4.5 years older than it is right now.
He pointed to apprenticeship and skilled trades programs such as welding as one way to keep young people in northern Wisconsin, allowing them to enter the workforce without taking on student loan debt.
We need more of that impact.
Eben argued that reducing regulations and other costs for businesses would help attract employers, create jobs, and keep more families in northern Wisconsin.
We want the growth. We happen to have to open the doors for it, get the government out of the way so not just businesses come in, but families can flourish with good jobs and stay here and be here. And then guess what? Tourism opens up as well. We have more small businesses on our small streets. We have more people who want to visit and stay here longer.
Eben also pointed to recent manufacturing job losses in Wisconsin communities, saying lower business costs and energy prices could help companies remain in the state and expand. Eben and Hermaning are among five Republicans seeking the party's nomination for Wisconsin's 7th Congressional District. They face Michael Alfonso, Nina Baum, and Donald Riala in the August 11th primary election, with the general election on November 3rd. For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm Maddie Schaefer. Now a look at Northwoods News. I'm Maddie Schaefer. Wisconsin Bike Week continues through Sunday, celebrating bicycling and its impact on communities across the state. This year's theme, Bikes Build Community, highlights how cycling supports local businesses, promotes healthy lifestyles, and connects people through shared outdoor experiences. Several events are taking place across northern Wisconsin as part of the week-long celebration. In Cable, the Epic Bike Fest runs through Sunday, featuring mountain biking and gravel races, family activities, and trail events. Other regional events include a bike trail ribbon cutting celebration in Brule on Saturday, an Elko bike and pedestrian trail ribbon cutting, and the Jack Lake Crazy Eights mountain bike race in Deerbrook. The Wisconsin Bike Federation says Wisconsin Bike Week is designed to encourage people of all ages and experience levels to get out and ride, whether that's commuting to work, exploring local trails, or participating in community events. A full list of Wisconsin Bike Week activities is available through the Wisconsin Bike Federation. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is inviting the public to head out outdoors for the 14th annual Free Fun Weekend happening June 6th through the 7th. During the Free Fun Weekend, state park admission fees, fishing licenses, and trail passes are waived for all visitors. DNR officials say Free Fun Weekend is designed to encourage people to explore Wisconsin's outdoor recreation opportunities, including hiking, biking, fishing, boating, and wildlife viewing. They say that free fishing clinics will also be offered at select locations throughout the state for beginning anglers. While license and admission requirements are waived, the DNR is reminding people that all fishing regulations, including bag limits, length limits, and species restrictions, still remain in effect. They also remind visitors to practice outdoor safety and help prevent the spread of invasive species by cleaning equipment, draining water from boats, and staying on designated trails. More information on events and Free Fun Weekend details is available on the DNR's website. For Northwoods News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. A growing debate over automated license plate reader cameras is playing out in communities across Wisconsin, and it's drawing packed public hearings and sharp disagreements over privacy and public safety. At the center of the controversy is Flock Safety, a multi-billion dollar company that contracts with law enforcement agencies to install and operate networks of cameras that capture and store license plate data. Several Wisconsin communities have decided to end their contracts with Flock, including Dane County, Verona, Monona, Fitchburg, Appleton, Oshkosh, and Sturgeon Bay. Officials in those areas cite growing public concern over surveillance and privacy. The University of Wisconsin-Madison Police Department is asking for help with a 58-year-old cold case. The agency sent out a call for assistance with the murder of Christine Rothschild back in 1968. Rothschild was found dead after reportedly being strangled and stabbed several times during finals week when she was an 18-year-old freshman. She was killed next to Sterling Hall on campus, but no suspect was ever caught. University police encourage anybody with information to come forward, even if they think the details may be insignificant. President Trump is coming to Western Wisconsin today. The White House says the president is coming to highlight his support for Wisconsin farmers. As part of the president's trip, he's expected to speak at Custer Farm in Chippewa Falls. And UW Stout is taking a new name. The University of Wisconsin Board of Regents has approved a change in the name to UW Stout Polytechnic. Leaders say the new name reflects Stout's mission in regards to applied learning and research, business and industry collaboration, and career-focused experiences. The name change is the first for a school in the UW system since it was created in 1971. More news can be found at civicmedia.us.
It's the Brewers and the Rockies. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight in Denver as the Brewers play the Rockies. The crew coming off a 12-9 loss at home to the Giants. And they lost two of their relief pitchers. D.L. Hall with a sore shoulder that flared up. Grant Anderson hit in the forearm by a baseball. And another half dozen more on the IL, Pat Murphy.
Priester, Woodruff, and Henderson. We've got relievers like Zerpa and Koenig that were going to be part of it. That's five major injuries. Rob Z's out again. So you got six pitching injuries already for a first-place club, but look where we are.
Hockey, Carolina beat the Las Vegas Knights 4-3 in overtime in the NHL Stanley Cup Finals, Game 3 tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Golf, the AmFam Championship underway this weekend at TPC in Madison. Jerry Kelly, Donald Driver, Jordy Nelson, and founder Steve Stricker will give it a go.
I haven't played hardly at all. Hopefully my body holds up and I'm able to get out there and play and have fun doing it.
That's Madison's Steve Stricker with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A mix of sun and clouds today with scattered showers and thunderstorms developing in the afternoon. High temps in the lower 80s. For tonight, a lingering shower or storm in the evening. Otherwise, gradually clearing skies with low temps in the mid-50s.
That's your Hayward News Roundup from WBZH and WHSM. Find more news anytime at wbzh.fm/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.